set to be joined by Auburn softball head coach Mickey Dean. A really exciting win for Auburn today as they take the final game of this three-game series. Coach, War Eagle, congrats on the win.
War Eagle.
What did you just tell your team after this one? What did you see out of their effort?
You know, they have to recognize their greatness because sometimes in a space of time, you're not where you want to be. We understand that when it comes to wins and losses and conference, where we are in the conference, we're not where we want to be. We know that. But they have to look at how many Sunday games, what we call them Sunday championship games, have we won. That's a big deal. And it's going to mean a great deal at the end of the season. It's going to mean a great deal in postseason because that shows us and that shows everyone that we are good on championship day. Really good.
How was your team able to get that done today? What was the difference in this one?
We scored more runs than they did. Now, I thought Shelby did a great job of keeping her hitters off balance, and she allowed the defense to play behind her. And then, you know, I don't know. Did we have any runners? Let's see. Yeah, we moved runners, and we put the ball in play when we needed to. You know, we didn't get bases loaded and then have a pop-up and a strikeout or whatever. We put the ball on the ground, and we were able to score some runs, and that was the difference tonight.
In the batter's box, your team worked 13 three-ball counts. How was that able to turn into the offensive success that you had?
Well, the more pitches you see, the more success you're going to have as a hitter, whether it's a walk or whatever it is. You know, we tell our pitchers the same thing. We want to show hitters as few pitches as possible because the more they see, the more likelihood they're going to have success.
Tell us about the play that you got out of your center fielder today.
It's a great play. You know, it was so funny. We kept trying to tell him to hit the first pitch. She kept the first strike. And finally she goes up and bam, she hits that first pitch and just knocks the snot out of it.
And then a slide at home, able to overturn the call there and a big second run that your team got.
Yeah, I mean, everything counts. Everything matters. And you just got to remember that.
Back on the road next week against Ole Miss. Bit of a quick week here playing on Monday night. How do you plan to execute these next few days?
We're taking off tomorrow. We have Auspice. We'll practice and lift on Wednesday, and then we'll head to Ole Miss on Thursday.
Congrats on the win, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
That's Auburn softball head coach Mickey Dean here with us after the win. Auburn defeats Kentucky by a score of 4-1, and we're getting set to chat with the Tigers center fielder Michaela Packer after her brilliant performance in this one. It is the sixth SEC win of the season, and now being joined by Michaela. Michaela, congrats on the win, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
All right, we got to talk about the home run that you were able to hit. Coach Dean just gave you going after the first pitch. Was that in your head in the batter's box, or was that a snap decision you make? Take us through there.
Listen, during film today, Savannah, our videographer, not a videographer, but our analyst, she talked to us, like, we take 50% of, like, first pitch strikes. So I just went in the box, see strike, hit strike, and that's what she gave me, an inside screwball ball. And that's when I took it and hit it.
And you knew it was gone right off the bat?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the play at home, able to slide in there. The call's ultimately overturned. You were safe. A terrific slide that you made. What'd you see there?
Just run as fast. Use my speed to my advantage and just go for it. I saw the throw being a little ball, so I just took advantage of it and took it.
You've played softball with Shelby Lowe now for 4 years. She's had some ups and downs battling injuries throughout her career like you. Tell us what kind of a rhythm Shelby Lowe's in right now.
She's unstoppable right now. She got it going. It's been a rough ride for her, but she's seeing her confidence, so she's getting it going, and I'm just happy for it, and I'm just excited to stand behind her and just cheer her on.
Congrats on the win, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
That's Michaela Packer joining us here, and now set to join us on the Regions Bank postgame show. The winning pitcher, Shelby Lowe, picking up an impressive win. Congrats on the win, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Tell us what was working for you tonight, Shelby.
Really just keeping them off balance. I'm attacking the strike zone, but not really trying to, you know, overpower them because I'm not going to do that. So really just kind of keeping their eye level mixing and really working side to side just to see how much he would give me.
You're in the zone right now. Your last 17 innings, only one earned run. What's been the biggest difference? Are you feeling better? What's going on? Because what we've seen from you the last few outings has been absolutely terrific.
I'm definitely feeling better than what I used to, but really just having confidence and, you know, enjoy being out there and really having fun, not worried about, like, you know, what hurts, you know, all the time. So really just in trying to enjoy the small things and my teammates.
You don't have very many games left here at Jane B. Moore Field. When you get wins like this tonight, what does that mean to you?
It means more than anything. I love playing at Jamie Moore. I love having the fans and all that kind of stuff. So this really is special.
Congrats on the win, Shelby War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
That's Shelby Lowe joining us here after the win tonight. Auburn softball now 6-12 in the SEC. That's going to do it for our coverage here on the field. Thanks again to Rhett Crome back inside our studios. And for my broadcast partner, Riley Kelton, I'm J.J. Jackson.